This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new analysis finds that the financial industry is the biggest donor to candidates for federal office, $798 million this election cycle so far. 61% of the money went to Republicans, 39% to Democrats. The National Association of Realtors was by far the biggest donor among companies and lobby groups. The hedge fund Renaissance Technologies was number two. The advocacy group Americans for Financial Reform released that calculation this week, drawing from data collected by the Center for Responsive Politics. There's intense focus now by both Democrats and Republicans on these congressional races. For instance, the Clinton campaign is urging that African Americans get out to vote and putting money into closely contested districts. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer takes a look.
People on the ground trying to get out the black vote tell me it's all about person-to-person contact. Steve Phillips is founder of PowerPack.org, a national group dedicated to mobilizing African American voters.
It's phone banking. It's hiring people from the neighborhood to go talk to their neighbors. It's getting vans to be able to pick people up at community centers.
Phillips says this kind of mobilization costs about $30 per voter. And some groups mobilizing black voters are starved for resources. He says most of the battleground swing states up for grabs have big African American populations. Glenda C. Carr is co-founder of Higher Heights, which encourages black women to vote. The black woman she's focused on?
She will bring her network to the polls in a very strong way. My mother, until the day she died, called my brothers and I every election day to see if we voted.
That is the ultimate voter mobilization. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.